This episode is brought to you by Quizlet, the number one AI-enhanced learning platform trusted by teachers and students. From lectures to exams, Quizlet has you covered with AI-powered study tools designed to help you master whatever you're learning. Go to Quizlet.com to sign up for your free account today.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Wednesday, August 16th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We know that artificial intelligence can get things wrong. But when the thing it's getting wrong is your face, your skin tone, your hair, it can be pretty upsetting. That's what's happening to a number of people using image generators. And the reason says something bigger and possibly more problematic about AI tools. Our reporter Katie Mogg is going to join us to discuss that. Plus, if you want headphones you can bring in the pool, choose ones that stay out of your ears. But first, another bankruptcy in the crypto industry. Prime Trust stored crypto assets and acted as a bridge to the banking industry. It filed for bankruptcy earlier this week, facing a shortfall in customer funds, partly due to losing access to some of its crypto wallets. Our finance reporter, Patricia Kausman, has more on why this matters for the crypto industry.
Basically, what they did was to hold dollars on behalf of crypto firms, big ones like FTX, Binance US, Celsius, parking the funds in its own bank accounts. So it's basically a custodian whose work played a pretty big role when it comes to infrastructure of crypto markets. When Binance US struggled to find a bank after Signature Bank collapsed earlier this year, for example, they were parking money, including customer funds, with Prime Trust. So it's a pretty big bridge between, let's say, the crypto world and the traditional financial world. And if Prime Trust is gone, that leaves even fewer options for these crypto firms to tap.
Prime Trust said it intends to explore a number of options, including a potential sale. Headphones might not be the first thing you think about bringing into the pool, but recent advancements in waterproofing and audio tech mean some new headphones can swim laps around their predecessors. Our personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen tried some out while training for a swim race. Nicole, I didn't know you did swim races.
You know, this summer I did, and it turns out when you swim a lot, swimming gets kind of boring.
Okay, more entertaining with music, I suppose. Just give us a bit of background. I mean, why haven't headphones been good for swimming in the past?
Swimming MP3 players and swimming headphones have been around, but they were mostly earbuds that would kind of loosen and then fall out while there's a lot of movement in the water. And it was always hard to get MP3s onto these devices because we stream now. Who has MP3s anymore? So there's not much music to listen to. So I tried a couple models that buck that trend, and they have a new form factor which use bone conduction technology. So these headphones vibrate your skull rather than transmit sound waves through your ear canal. So there's no earbud that can loosen while you're underwater.
That just sounds crazy. I mean, vibrating your bone instead. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how it works?
These headphones sit just below your temple, and then they sort of wrap around your ear, and they're held by this stiff cord that goes around the back of your neck. And so your ear is open to the surroundings.
Are there drawbacks, though, to using headphones like that, you know, particularly when swimming?
I'd say the biggest drawback of these headphones is that the fidelity is not as good as in-ear earbuds because it has to pass through your skull. It's traveling farther than directly through your ear canal. So it sounds a little bit farther and slightly less detailed.
You mentioned you tried out a couple different models. Can you tell us briefly about some of your favorites?
The standout model I tried is definitely H2O Audio's Tri-Pro. It is different and unique because it has this new feature called Playlist Plus, where you can play music from streaming apps without a Bluetooth connection locally while you're swimming underwater. So typically with these underwater headphones, you download an MP3 and then you load the MP3 onto the device. So you can't use Spotify or Apple Music or other streaming apps. With H2O Audio, however, you can connect the Bluetooth headset to your phone, load up the H2O Audio app, and through this feature called Playlist Plus, you can play music from Spotify, Apple Music, whatever streaming service you have, and the headset will record anything that you're playing to the headset. So it's essentially like back in the old days, you had a cassette recorder and you could record what was playing on the radio. It's sort of doing that same thing, but with streaming apps.
You said you can use these on land. I mean, what's it like to use them when you're dry?
That TriPro headset that I mentioned previously, when you're running or even cycling and you want to pay attention to pedestrians and cars around you, it's really nice to have that bone conduction form factor. You're more in tune with the environment.
That was our personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen. Nicole, before we let you go, how did the swimming race go?
I did not win the race, but I am going to continue swimming because now I have some motivation in the pool.
Coming up, using AI to boost your professional look? Beware of ways it can backfire. We'll explain after the break.
Students have a lot going on, and every minute matters when it comes to studying. That's why Quizlet built a set of AI-enhanced study tools designed to help you learn faster. Quizlet lets you study anything with digital flashcards, crush tough homework through expert-written solutions, and instantly transform your class notes with a click of a button. From lectures to exams, Quizlet has you covered. Visit Quizlet.com and start maximizing your study time today.
Adding a high-quality professional headshot to your resume or business website can be a great way to stand out. But they can be expensive. Hiring a photographer, getting your hair and makeup done, can top $1,000. Artificial intelligence programs offer a much cheaper way to do this. Upload a few casual pics of yourself, let the AI do its magic, and voila, a professional headshot. Except, if you're a person, and particularly a woman, of color, then you'll possibly run into some issues. With me to discuss that is our reporter, Katie Mogg. Katie, to start with, how do people use these image generators to create headshots?
Basically, a user will upload dozens of selfies or images where you can clearly see their face, and this will teach this AI model what the user looks like. So these types of platforms are already trained to know what a bunch of different concepts look like an apple or a doctor, for instance, by seeing millions or even trillions of pictures paired with text. And then during what's called a fine-tuning process, this AI model will learn what you look like through the pictures that are uploaded. And then by combining those two things, it can generate a headshot or an image of you in whatever context you would like. In this case, people are generating professional-looking headshots.
But you've been reporting that it's not working out for some people, particularly people of color. Can you tell us about some of their experiences?
A lot of people of color are finding that these AI image generators are changing their features. For some Black women that I spoke with, the generators will improperly emulate their hairstyles, either by completely inaccurately representing what they look like, mashing together a combination of hairstyles that just doesn't exist in real life, or sometimes it will change their features altogether by lightening their skin tones, making their noses thinner, rounding out their eyes, or changing the color of their eyes as well.
I want to ask you about one of the people you spoke to, Rona Wong, because when I looked at the changed picture of her, it looked like an entirely different person. Can you describe what happened?
Yeah, so she used a service called Playground AI, and she uploaded a casual selfie of her wearing a college shirt, a soft smile, casual lighting, and she wanted to turn that selfie into a professional-looking headshot. She typed into the prompt, "Give the girl from the original photo a professional LinkedIn profile photo." And then an image that she said made her look like a white person was generated. Full disclosure, the founder said that Playground AI is not intended to be used to generate professional headshots. And he said that if users are using the service for that purpose, they will be disappointed.
Yes, disappointing. I mean, her hair was lightened, her eyes were turned blue, the undertone of her skin was removed. But this isn't just happening on one site. Do we know why overall this is happening to people of color when they try to generate headshots?
So after speaking with several AI service founders, as well as AI policy advisors and other experts in this area, the explanation seems to be that these services are trained on a set of data that is inherently biased. One of the most popular training data sets comes from a model owned by a company called Stability AI. And many of these founders explained that those base model training data sets are reflective of the historical racial and gender biases that exist in society. So ultimately, this isn't a computer problem. This is a human problem. And the solution is to refine the data that these services use to better reflect cultural and racial diversity.
So then it sounds like this is something that could potentially be fixed.
It can't be eradicated entirely because human bias isn't something that will ever 100% go away. But with time, money, resources, and dedication, it can definitely be improved upon.
Are these mistakes something that's also happening to men of color, or does this seem to be something that's particularly happening to women when they use these services?
This is definitely something that can happen to men too. One product founder I spoke with explained that it is most advantageous to upload images where you look similar. So women may be facing this problem more often because they may be more likely to wear a variety of different hairstyles. But the same thing can happen with men with facial hair, for instance. If they upload some photos where their face is bare, but maybe others with a long beard, the AI doesn't always know what to do with that and which version of you is more accurate. So sometimes it will generate an image that kind of blends the two together.
Did any of the companies that run these programs say they were taking steps to improve them?
Everyone I spoke to said that they were aware of the problem and actively trying to fix it. One way Secta Labs was trying to address this issue was by incorporating a feature that allows users to identify their race when they create an account with the service. That way, the service can draw from ethnicity-specific base models that make it more likely that the images that are generated are likely to be more accurate. Other solutions include refining the base model data, the training set data, and interacting with users themselves and getting feedback from them to truly understand what is inaccurate.
All right, that was our reporter, Katie Mogg. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Melanie Roy. We had production assistance from Jayla Everett. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.